Nut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, more of the ceremonies continue here on Native American Heritage Night at Witter Field here in Wisconsin Rapids. Kenny Schultz has been off to a strong start to his second appearance for the Raptors. Of course, his first appearance a little bit ago, and that was last Saturday in the second leg of the doubleheader. He's here 5 days later on Friday, and well, with 5 days of rest, I should say, in between. And well, he's been dealing through two. He's into the third inning, going up against the 7-8-9 batters for the Royal Oak Leprechauns. It's Max Orozco, Nolan Alvord, and Dylan Larkins, who are due up this inning. And Max Orozco, the beer batter for the fans here, so they'll certainly be cheering on for Kenny Schultz on the mound. And it's a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch is in there, and no swing keeps the bat on the shoulders, but it's right down the heart of the plate to bring it 0-1. And Orozco, the second baseman for the Leprechauns, he had a great game yesterday. He reached base four times, had a pair of RBIs, as that one's low for ball number one, brings it 1-1. And his pair of RBIs also came with a trio of runs. He had two singles, two walks, and three stolen bases as he swings and misses at this one and brings it to 1-2. And Alvord on deck, he also had a very good game number one of this two-game series. I'll talk a little bit more about him once he comes up to the plate, but Orozco hoping to give him a man to potentially bat in. 1-2. It's a swing and a miss, though, and that's strike number three, a fourth strikeout in the game for Kenny Schultz. And, man, Schultz can't be touched right now. One up, one down in the third inning, and brings up Nolan Alvord. Alvord, the left fielder for the Royal Oak Leprechauns. He's a right-handed batter from Grand Valley State University, one of the natives of Fenton, Michigan, and it's a righty-lefty matchup. The pitch from Schultz is a swing and a foul tip to make it an 0-1 count. And you look at the first two innings from Schultz, it was very strong from him, and the only thing that you can really talk about is that pitch count for each inning kind of up there. 15 and 16 in the first and second innings, respectively. This one's a shallow pop-up to second base, and Ruiz is there for out number two. Well, so far through two outs in the third inning, it's been a lot quicker. Just seeing six pitches as opposed to the mid-teens in the first and second, so hoping to keep this low. And, I mean, 15 pitches per inning, I mean, that's great stuff as well. I mean, you are A-okay with that. The Raptors have seen a maximum of five innings from their starting pitcher. That's actually the most innings pitched this season, as a pitch misses low for ball number one to Dylan Larkins. Larkins, left-handed batter. So it's a lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-0 count is on the inside, called for ball number two, and that didn't miss by much again. That's probably where Schultz wanted to put it. Just couldn't induce the swing and jam him on the hams. So it brings it to a 2-0 count with two away. This one's hit right over to shortstop, and it's picked up on the line drive. Three up, three down in the third inning. And man, oh man, Kenny Schultz is dealing as we're through three. It's tied 0-0, I should say. We're through three from Schultz. Bottom of the third comes up next here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Well, while Kenny Schultz has been dealing on the mound, so has Gabe Jones. He's gone through two scoreless, and the Raptors still looking for their second base runner of the game. They'll be led off by their 8-9-1 batters in the lineup. So that's Pat Costin, J.J. Garcia, and Hiroto Kobayashi. Those are the three due up this inning, and Costin steps up to the plate and hoping to keep improving with his approach. Just a freshman from the Indiana University. First pitch is missing for ball number one. Costin, the designated hitter today. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And Jones, the only runner that he allowed was that hit to Douglas, and here he gets a roller over to second base, picked up 4-3 for out number one in the third. And maybe more impressively, you look at Jones's pitch count. He's thrown just 21 pitches and recorded 7 outs. So that's an average of 3 pitches per out, and if he were somehow able to keep that up all game long, well, heck, he'd be through a complete game probably. Let's see, 27 times 3? I mean, heck, he could do it in less than 90. J.J. Garcia at the plate takes the first pitch on the outside edge for strike number one. And Garcia, right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. He had been pretty strong and consistent at getting some hits as this one is fouled back to bring it 0-2. And he had a little bit of a hit streak going earlier in the season, 5-game hit streak, but that ended in a pinch hit performance. Was not able to get a hit in his one plate appearance that game. 0-2 count is taken away for ball number one, 1-2. And well, Garcia just, he likes getting on base. That's what he does, and he does it any way possible. His OPS, relatively low, 564, but it's still early in the season. Native of Round Rock, Texas, takes this pitch inside, and it hits him. And he claps his hands a couple of times as he's going to take his base with one out in the bottom of the third. Still tied at 0-0. The Raptors looking for a get-back win over the Leprechauns. And you go back to last game where the Leprechauns had their starter Cal Rutherford on the mound, and it was a perfect first three innings for Rutherford. Raptors did not get a base runner, but the second time through the order, that's when they started to do damage. They scored one run in the fourth and one run in the fifth. As this pitch is on the inside edge, called for strike number one. The Raptors now up to their second time through the order in this game as Hiroto Kobayashi, the right-handed hitter, is into the batter's box with a runner on first and one away. Pickoff attempt back to first keeps Garcia on the bag, and he slid back head first over there. And well, you love Garcia on the base pads. He's a very dangerous runner on the base pads as that one misses outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Douglas is on deck, and he's the one guy who's picked up a hit for the Raptors this game. And he has been good all season long. 1-1 count. Kobayashi takes a couple steps now, takes off, and he's into second with the stolen base. But it is called for strike number two. So it's a 1-2 count to Kobayashi as Garcia has stolen second. So J.J. Garcia onto second base with a stolen base. And Garcia, like I said, he's a dangerous runner. It's a 1-2 count. This one's hit right over to third base. Keeps Garcia on second. The long throw is in time for out number two. So 5-3 on the put out there. Keeps Garcia on second. And it brings up Douglas with two away and a runner in scoring position. And that stolen base for Garcia was his fourth of the season. All four, he's stolen second. He has yet to steal third base, though. A few Rafters players have had those steals of third, and Mason Onati has stolen third base five times already this season. That's impressive. That's not who's up at the plate, though. This one taken for strike number one to Cameron Douglas, and Onati not in today's lineup. He's a left-handed batter, so would be that lefty-righty matchup. And so runner on second base. 0-1 count. This one misses outside for a 1-1 count. And Douglas went first pitch swinging back in the first inning. And well, that was one of the things that I was talking with Ashton Zacher about earlier today. Zacher, who's on deck, he was our pregame interview of the night. And on second base, Garcia a couple steps off there, and the pitch misses away to Douglas to bring it 2-1. And Zacher was saying, hey, first pitch, that's probably going to be the best pitch that you see. He said, first pitch swinging, get out early. And well, Zacher did go first pitch swinging. So did Douglas. And this time, he's staying a little more patient up at the plate. He watches that one miss low, and it's a 3-1 count. Douglas from Alabama State University entered tonight batting .417 on the season. But again, still in limited games. He's played in just three. And he takes that pitch low and away for ball number four. So Douglas on base for the second time tonight. And it brings up Ashton Zacher with runners on first and second and two outs. Rafters threatening to do some damage here, and still a scoreless game, and every run seeming like it's going to come at a premium, although the bullpens could always have something to say about that. But both of these starters right now seem locked in. Gabe Jones has been good through two, but I was talking about that pitch count. Now that pitch count is getting up there. He's already thrown 15 pitches in this inning, and only getting higher. Zacher, left-handed batter. So it's a lefty-righty matchup as this pitch misses outside for ball number one, and Zacher flew out to center field on one pitch back in the first. And he's been good with his eye at the plate, batting .276 on the year. He's got seven RBIs. One of those RBIs, actually two of those, came last night. Runners on first and second, and this one outside for ball number two, and a little bit of a reaction from Aiden Shuck behind the plate, attempting the throw down to second, but J.J. Garcia was back and no throw came down. We did see a pickoff from the catcher yesterday, and that was a pretty impressive snap throw. 2-0 count here is taken for strike number one to Zacher. Makes it a 2-1 count. And so these runners, they're going to be watching out for that, although the man behind the plate is different today. It's not Owen Turner anymore. It's Aiden Shuck. Runners on first and second, 2-1 count. Here's the pitch from Jones, and it's fouled back by Zacher, a 2-2 count. And so Zacher yesterday, I mentioned those two RBIs. One of them came as a pinch hitter, and the second one came in his second plate appearance, which he was still entering the game as a pinch hitter, but at that point, he had played defensively behind the plate. We had that pinch hits RBI single in the eighth, and then the bases loaded walk in the ninth. As that one misses away, it's ball number three, and the count is full to Zacher. So 3-2 count with two away, and you've got some speedsters on the base paths. Douglas and Garcia, both quick runners out there. So it would be a pretty big hit here if that could happen. It's over to second base. Picked up, the throw over to first is in time. 4-3 on the putout. Ends this third inning. No runs on no hits, no errors. Two left on base for the Rafters. And it's still zeros as we hit the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rafters.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I love offense just as much as the next person, but I love to watch Kenny Schultz pitch. Man, he's back out here for the fourth inning. He has been absolutely dealing through the first three, and Ryan Tyranski, the leadoff batter, he will lead off the fourth inning. It's going to be the 1-2-3 batters in the order for Royal Oak, and Kenny Schultz hoping to keep his strong start rolling along. He's up to 40 pitches on the game, but that's exactly the same as Gabe Jones now after Jones threw 21 pitches in the third, so it was kind of the opposite. It had been a little more inefficient from Schultz to begin the game, and then he had a 9-pitch third, and roles kind of flipped between these two guys in that third inning, so they caught up to each other. But both of them still shut out through three. Top of the fourth here, and it's Tyranski, the left-handed batter, who watches the first pitch miss low for ball number one. Second time through the order for the Leprechaun, so they'll be hoping to get some better results here against Schultz. So 1-0 count as Schultz eyes down home plate, and he brings it there, and that one is called... I think outside for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. And again, did not miss by much. And it's that changeup that he was talking about. He said, man, just got to get it in there. And couldn't quite on that pitch. It's a 2-0 count. This time it's ripped over to first. Picked up. Now flipped over to Schultz. He'll step on the bag. And just in time, 3-1 on the flip from Akko to Schultz. And that's out number one here in the fourth inning. Showing off the athleticism out there. He had a pretty highlight play, actually a couple of them, his first time up last Saturday. And Schultz caught one out of the air on a bunt attempt. And he also picked another one up that was placed down the third base line and threw it over to first. A couple of athletic plays in that first game. And now one right there covering the bag. It's a bunt attempt down the first base line, but it's way too hard. And trying to tag him out, he's out of the baseline. And so they call him out. Three unassisted. That one was a liner on the bunt attempt from Jack Boyke. And Boyke dove way outside of the baseline. And so that's out number two. The first base umpire calling him out says, yeah, no, that's out of the baseline. Can't do that. So two up, two down in the fourth inning. It brings up Jack Dower, the shortstop, a right-handed batter here in the top of the fourth. Trying to keep the inning alive. Schultz sends this one home, but misses inside for ball number one. Dower, his first time up, he struck out swinging in the first inning. That ended the first. Schultz has four strikeouts in the game so far. He's been still looking good, and the 1-0 count here, again, misses inside. He's trying to pitch him a little bit inside there, but his location not quite spot on. And the Leprechaun's hitting still just hasn't been able to pick up on Schultz. And Schultz set up on the third base side of the rubber. He sends this one home right over the outside edge for strike number one. Now a 2-1 count to the right-handed batter from Yale University. Now we're a native of Royal Oak, batting .317 entering today's game with an .806 OPS. This pitch he swings and misses at to bring the count 2-2. And Dower, he is hoping to avoid his second strikeout of the game. It's a 2-2 count with two away, nobody on. Still tied at zero, and the pitch from Schultz misses outside, and he really wanted to get that one for strike three, but couldn't quite. He kind of turned around after releasing it and said, oh, man, not the right pitch there. You can kind of see him grimace. It's a 3-2 count with two away, and here's the payoff from Schultz. Sends this one home. It's cranked down the left field line, but tailing foul, and it bounces off the Witterfield Home of the Rafters logo out there, but to the left of the foul pole, and so the count remains 3-2. And the Rafters hoping to make the most of what's so far been a phenomenal start from Kenny Schultz. And Schultz is just continuing to drop that ERA. This pitch, a swing and a miss for strike number three. It's dropped, picked up by Zacher. The throw to first in plenty of time. Fifth strikeout of the game for Kenny Schultz as we are into the bottom of the fourth. And man, this guy cannot be touched. He still is dealing. Bottom of the fourth here when we come back on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Fletcher, is it time for Kenny Schultz to get back on the mound yet? Asking for a friend. No? Not quite? Okay. Well, we're going to get back to work here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fletcher, our TV broadcaster over there, figured I'd give him a shout out. He's on Northwoods League Plus and doing a great job this season. Of love getting to hear all the highlights from his end as well. And, well, we have a great video production crew over there too, but also have loved every single moment here on WFHR throughout the season. We broadcast every single game throughout the year for your Rafters as this one is hit high in the air into left field, and coming up on it is Alvord, who makes the catch for out number one. Jack Guerrero, a quick first pitch out, and it brings up Madden Ocko with one away and nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. Still tied at zero, it has been a true pitcher's duel. Gabe Jones, dominant so far through three innings. He's allowed just the one hit and a walk and a hit by pitch in his three innings. Looking like a true experienced veteran, and a check swing here on a pitch that was low is called for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count to Akko. Akko, the guy from Fordham University, takes this pitch outside for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count to Akko, and Akko, having reached base three times yesterday, he struck out looking back in the second. Didn't get the same luck here. A 2-0 count is called on the outside edge to make it 2-1. And Gabe Jones, the right-hander, he was tagged for two runs in his first outing in the season. Just two innings have pitched, as that one misses low for 3-1. And man, Jones has three balls this plate appearance, but none of them have missed by much. I mean, they've all been right on the edge of the strike zone, but Akko just not taking the bat off the shoulders right now. Right-handed swinger, it's a right-right matchup, and this one fouled off the foot of Akko to bring the count full. On deck, it's Spencer Davis. That's who's due up this inning for the Rafters. It's their 4-5-6 batter. Guerrero was the cleanup. He flew out to left field. Then Akko, he's hoping to follow up with a base runner for the Rafters. They've had three this game. 3-2 count is on the outside, called for strike number three. That's his second strikeout looking, and that's the third strikeout of the game for Gabe Jones. And Jones, man, he has looked good today. And, I mean, maybe not quite as good as Kenny Schultz, but, I mean, that could all change in the blink of an eye. And so you just got to kind of hold your breath right now. The Rafters have not provided any run support for a shutout first four innings from Schultz. And this pitch is on the outside edge, called strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Gabe Jones trying to get through four innings himself. You look at his pitch count. He's at 48 pitches, so he's about to cross that 50-pitch marker. 0-1 count is fouled away, and Spencer Davis down 0-2 on the count. Davis, a left-handed batter. It's the lefty-righty matchup. Guy from Hope International University. He's a native of Lakeside, California. He flew out to center field his first time up back in the second inning. The 0-2 count is off the end of the bat towards the right side of the infield. Not able to be picked up by the pitcher, and he's not covering because he was trying to field the ball, but the first baseman gets to it, and there's nobody there. So it ends up being an infield single for Spencer Davis. That's just the second hit of the game for the Rafters, and it brings up Noah Ruiz with a runner on first base and two away. And Davis did steal a base two nights ago against Fond du Lac. Goal second in that game, and takes this first pitch inside for ball number one. Ruiz does. And Ruiz, 0-for-1 in the game. He flew out to right field back in the second. I mean, there's so many great moments from Ruiz this season, and it's hard to pinpoint one of your favorites. I'm going to say everyone. 1-0 count is taken on the lower part of the strike zone to bring it back even 1-1. And Ruiz entered today batting .394. As I mentioned earlier, he's on a 7-game on-base streak. Reached base safely in 7 straight. This pitch misses outside to bring it 2-1. Native of San Diego, California, he had a 6-game hit streak until last night, but he was walked 3 times. Well, I think it was 2 walks and 1 hit by pitch, but same dealio. 2-1 count here is a swing and a miss to bring it to a 2-2 count on Ruiz. So Ruiz only recorded 2 outs in the game last night. Didn't really have much of a chance to get a hit. But still, the hit streak does officially come to an end after six straight. So runner on first base takes off. Davis, it's outside. The throw on down to second is not in time. Davis is in there with a stolen base. It's a 3-2 count to Ruiz, but now a runner in scoring position for the man who leads the Northwoods League in RBIs. A huge opportunity here for the Rafters in what so far has been shutout ball for both teams. Bottom of the fourth inning, and a pickoff attempt from Jones as he goes back to second. Nobody was there, though, so he just holds it in his hand and now steps back on the rubber. New pitch clock is, and now hits 10 seconds. The pitch from Jones is fouled off by Ruiz over the Leprechauns' bullpen. So we'll do over the 3-2 count. Davis picked up a two-out single, then stole second base. And the Rafters, that was their fourth base runner of the game. They picked up two in the third on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. And in the first inning, it was a one-out single from Cameron Douglas, but that's it. 3-2 count is once again fouled away by Ruiz. So still a full count for the Rafters' second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup, and man, Ruiz has been a tough out all year long. And I mean, he had a couple game stretch where he went 9 for 20 with two home runs and 11 RBIs between May 28th and June 1st. I mean, he was unstoppable from the plate. He also had a pair of walks in that span as he fouls this one back to keep it 3-2. And he just keeps seeing pitch after pitch after pitch. This next one is going to be pitch number 9 of the plate appearance. So ninth pitch of the plate appearance on the way is Ruiz, the junior from Biola, hopes to drive in a run. Here in the bottom of the fourth, two away, 3-2 count, runner on second. The pitch is once again fouled away. Well, what else do you come to expect at this point? A 10-pitch plate appearance after this next pitch comes home. And Spencer Davis has had plenty of time to catch his breath over there on second, so assume that he's going to be taken off on this next pitch, and a little bit of time taken up there as Gabe Jones kind of steps off the mound and walks around in the grass a couple times. Now he's back up there. Started the game at 71 degrees, but it's cooled off a little bit here as the sun has gone behind the grandstand. 3-2 count. It's a roller over the third base, but it stays foul. And so another pitch coming up here. This will be the 11th pitch of the plate appearance as the Rafters still looking for that first run. And man, Ruiz, he's doing his job at the plate. He's, even if he is recorded out, he's working up the pitch count of Gabe Jones, so that he maybe at some point has to be pulled from this game. Jones up to 60 pitches on the night. Here's the 3-2. Yeah, you guessed it. It's fouled away. Here comes pitch number 12. Well, would it shock you if I said it was pitch number 15? Probably not. This plate appearance taking hours off of the game, maybe. It's a 3-2 count with two away, a runner on second. I think you know the situation by now. It's the righty at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Here we go once again. 12th pitch of the plate appearance. And, oh, and this one is fouled off the foot of Ruiz. And he kind of fell down in pain right there. And he's going to hop off of it a couple times and grimaced at that one. He did not find that comfortable at all. And that is another foul ball. He's fouled off seven after getting two strikes. So this will be pitch number 13. I wonder if there is a record right now in the Northwoods League for most pitches in a plate appearance seen this season. Ruiz is going to be right up there after this one. He stays in the batter's box after walking his foul ball off. It's 3-2, and here's the pitch. He fouls it off once more, and it bounced it in the dirt. Nearly a foul tip, but able to stay alive up there as it bounced in the dirt. So here comes pitch number 14, and I'm going to lose track at some point, but hey, maybe Gabe Jones can work up to 35 pitches in the inning and not be allowed back out the next inning. Here's the 3-2. This time it's flared in the air towards the right field line. It's dropping in foul territory, and is he able to bring it in? Waiting for the call. I think he did, and he did. That's out number three. Oh, man, a sliding catch out there in right field by Jack Boyke down the line. And so after 14 pitches, it ended up being Noah Ruiz who lost the plate appearance. But Gabe Jones now has a much higher pitch count. No runs on the one hit, no errors, one left on base. It's still tied at zero as we get back to Kenny Schultz in the top of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, not much new, just Kenny Schultz trying to go through five scoreless here as we get to the top of the fifth inning and the Rafters and Leprechauns are still tied at zero, and Kenny Schultz just dealing and dealing through four. He has been incredible. And Schultz, a left-handed pitcher who was signed as an intern on Saturday. He came to Wisconsin Rapids to work in the press box, then went down in the second leg of a doubleheader, and, well, he pitched 4 2/3, allowing just one run. First pitch fouled away by the four-hole batter, Chase Vandermeer, to make it an 0-1 count. Due up this inning for the Leprechauns, it's their 4-5-6 batter, Vandermeer, Zyrus, and Chuck. So an 0-1 count to the right-handed batter, Vandermeer, and this one is a bit inside for ball number one. Runs back even at a 1-1 count, and Vandermeer back in the second inning. That was his first time up. Grounded out 6-3. Now up here in the top of the fifth inning, it's a 1-1 count. This one ripped down the third baseline, and it hits off of the umpire's foot as it went down that left field line, and there it goes. The first base runner of the game for the Leprechauns is Kenny Schultz's perfect game bid is now over after four perfect frames. He went 12 up, 12 down, but Chase Vandermeer barely keeps one fair down the third base line. And so now a runner on first with nobody out for the Leprechauns, and it's still been dominance for Schultz, but you got to make sure it doesn't get in his head. He looks back to first, sends it home, and misses this one way inside. It gets away from Zacher, so a wild pitch there, and Schultz kind of grimaces as he watches the runner go over to second base. So Vandermeer now in scoring position with nobody out, and this is exactly what I said back in the fourth inning about Gabe Jones. I said, Schultz has been a little bit better so far, but that could change in a flash, and well, with just one run, it would give the Leprechauns the lead. This pitch a bit inside to make it an 1-0 count. Sorry, 2-0 count. Zyras had advanced to second on the first pitch there. Runner on second base. Van Ameen on second base. Zyras at the plate. Here's the 2-0. It is a little low for ball number three in a 3-0 count. And through four, Schultz hadn't allowed a base runner. So no walks, no hit by pitches. But now a 3-0 count. And Zyras threatening to take a free pass. 6 seconds on the pitch clock. Looks back to second. Schultz sends this one home. And it's in there, called strike one. And that's the pitch that you needed to throw. And got it back to a 3-1 count. And Schultz on the night, he has 5 strikeouts, which ties a Rafters season high that Noah Marschke had set yesterday. Schultz looks back to second, now sends it home, and it's fouled away. Probably would have been called for ball number four had Zyras not swung, but now it's a full count with a runner on second base and nobody out. Schultz pitch count not as high as Gabe Jones. It's at 59, but it is starting to climb. He's hoping to finish off this batter here. 3-2 count. This one's ripped into right center field. On the run, both of them, and in the right center gap, it's caught by Douglas. The throw comes in. It's cut off. Garcia trying to throw it over to third. The tag, not quite in time, but a rough slide over there from second to third as Van Ameen was safe, and he's a little shaken up, but stands up now and seems like he's all right. It ends up being a flyout to the center fielder, and so now Van Ameen over to third base. It's a runner just 90 feet away from scoring. This is the first time in the game we've seen a runner on third base for either team. And we're here in the top of the fifth. That tells you something. So it's Van Ameen who's 90 feet from home and Aiden Shuck at the plate now. And a little bit of time taken here as there will be a mound visit. Mike Spears going out to talk with Schultz. And Schultz hoping not to have been shaken up. And, you know, when I talk with the assistant coaches and Mike Spears, the pitching coach, and Ziggy, I mean, all of them kind of have a very similar thing to say when it comes to pitching, and that's to have that clear mindset, to put away everything that has just happened and make sure that you're mentally sound. And Spears says the same thing. It all has to do with the mental aspect of the game. So going out there and kind of just calming down Schultz, making sure that he's all good, ready to go. And Schultz, one of the calmest guys that you'll ever meet. I mean, he is really always ready to go and shows that out there. He's got a big opportunity here, and he would love to get a strikeout or a pop-up of some sort. He's got a runner on third base with one away. And at the plate, the right-hander Aiden Shuck takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. Now, a pickoff of third base would also be nice, but you really don't see that, especially because these runners, they never really take off for home plate on a stolen base attempt. As that pitch misses away, it's a 2-0 count. Now, it could be a strategy to intentionally walk a batter, such as Shuck, to set up a potentially inning-ending double play. But that does put another bat runner on the base pass as this one's hit over to third, picked up over there. The throw across the field is over to first in time, but the first run of the game comes home to score on the 5-3 putout. It's an RBI for Aiden Shuck, as Chase Van Ameen comes home to score and makes this a 1-0 Royal Oak lead in the top of the fifth. Had been a shutout game and a perfect game up through 4 innings for Kenny Schultz, but that ends here in the fifth thanks to Aiden Shuck. So first pitch here to Max Orozco is called for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count, and I mean, it's still been an incredible performance from Schultz. And even after allowing the leadoff single in the fifth, he's gotten right back to work, just doing what he has the rest of the game. This pitch breaking well outside the zone. And count moves back even at 1-1. Schultz up to 65 pitches on the game. And one of the things that Ziggy said, you know, hey, hopefully he can get up to that 75-pitch marker and give us some quality innings as that pitch misses away, 2-1 count. Rafters have only seen one starting pitcher go through five innings, only one pitcher this season gone through five, and that was Anthony Mateo a few games ago against Lakeshore. 2-1 count here is right down the middle for strike number two. It's a 2-2 count. Max Orozco 0-1. He struck out swinging in the third. And, well, I would say Schultz eligible for the win, but right now the Rafters down on the scoreboard. It's 1-0. 2-2 count. Misses outside on the off speed, and so it now moves 3-2, and that changeup not quite where he wanted it to go. 73 miles an hour on the gun. A lot different from about the 87, 86 that we've been seeing on his fastball, so really switches up that speed for you. About a 15-mile-an-hour difference, 14-mile-an-hour. This one over to the left side of the infield. Picked up over at third base and throwing across the diamond over to first. It's in time for out number three. So, well, the first run of the game comes across. The Leprechauns score one run on one hit. No errors, nobody left on base. And it's 1-0 Royal Oak as we hit the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Ethan LaPointe is checking into the game now. Ethan LaPointe, the new pitcher for the Leprechauns. He is a left-handed pitcher, standing 6'6" at 215. He's a freshman from Eastern Michigan and one of the many players from that university, and he comes into the game to replace Gabe Jones after Jones was masterful, shutting them out through four innings. He was incredible and surprised a little bit to see the new pitcher come in here, as the leadoff batter is Pat Costin, takes the first pitch low for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count, and LaPointe is going to get this one called for strike number one, a 1-1 count. He replaces Gabe Jones after Jones went four innings, allowing just two hits, no runs. He also issued only one walk, as here's a swing and a miss from Costin, brings it to a 1-2 count. And Jones also had three strikeouts, one hit by pitch, no wild pitches, and faced a total of 16 batters on 64 pitches. That's the final line from him. This one misses low and outside. It's ball number two to Pat Costin. So Costin now seeing a 2-2 count. And LaPointe hitting low 90s on the gun. He's just hit 91 on that last fastball. This one is fouled away and a little early on the swing from Costin, but he's able to extend the bat out and just barely get a piece of that ball to stay alive. And LaPointe, he has appeared in one game before this. He pitched in two innings in that game, and this one a little low for ball number three in a tight strike zone there that we've seen all night long, coming back to bite LaPointe. 92 on the gun, and he's kind of cranking that up. And LaPointe, in his two innings, did not allow a run. He didn't allow a hit, struck out five, and walked only two. He was dominant. 3-2 count is taken inside, so ball number four. It's a leadoff walk for the Rafters as they put on base their fourth base runner of the game. The Rafters have seen, sorry, that's their fifth base runner of the game. The Rafters have now seen five base runners as opposed to just the one that's been seen by the Leprechauns. But that one runner for the Leprechauns came around to score. Although maybe what's worth noting is that was a leadoff batter who reached for the Leprechauns. And this, the first leadoff batter that the Rafters have had reach base safely. J.J. Garcia pops this first one straight back and out of play and makes it an 0-1 count. Garcia, the shortstop today, he was one of those four batters that reached safely. Well, it was only three batters up until Costin. Costin was the fourth, because Cam Douglas had reached twice. Garcia, this is his second plate appearance. The 0-1 count is taken high for ball number one. It's back to 1-1. And Garcia, he was hit by a pitch back in the third. He stole second as well and was safe over there. He put himself in scoring position. He was the first runner in scoring position for either team. 1-1 count is hit up the middle, and it gets picked up by the shortstop off the hop. The throw to first in time for out number one. That was an impressive play deep in the shortstop gap by Jack Dower for out number one. So it's 6-3 on the putout. Pat Costin goes from first over to second, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with nobody out and a runner on second base. And with this, the Rafters feel like they need runs early, and, well, not quite early, but early enough that they're going to take Costin out after just two plate appearances. They're going to put a pinch runner on. The pinch runner is Brent Gallegos, one of the better athletes for the Rafters, and a guy who also has played a few other sports in his career, especially back in high school, and was a football guy, and I was chatting it up with him about football, and, well, he shows off that athleticism here on the base paths, and he's used as a key pinch runner. He's also seen a few plate appearances. He started off the season in left field a bunch. This one's up the middle by Kobayashi, and he gets a hit. Here comes Gallegos trying to score. The throw comes home, but not in time. Brent Gallegos ties it up with the run scored as Hiroto Kobayashi gets the game-tying RBI. So after four shutout innings from Gabe Jones, it's all knotted up here in the fifth. RBI single for Hiroto Kobayashi. Brent Gallegos scores as the pinch runner, and it's 1-1. And now KD up at the plate. One away, a runner on first. This pitch outside for ball number one. Douglas, the only guy who's reached both of his first two plate appearances. He's got a single and a walk. His last time up, he drew the walk, and in the first inning, it was first pitch swinging. And a quick throw back to first base to check in on Kobayashi, who's definitely a stolen base threat. You got to watch for him once he's on there. He did steal a base yesterday. He stole second. 1-1 count is a split bat in the hands of Douglas, and I mean, it just shattered. Split right down the middle. So that goes foul, and Douglas kind of just standing there dumbfounded about it. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. I've seen broken bats before. I don't know if I've seen it split right down the middle. It's not split in half as in you've broke it horizontally, you know, 3 inches across. This one went from the top of the bat all the way down the middle to through the handle to the bottom. Split right in half, kind of like a lumberjack cutting wood. You throw the axe up top and you slam it down a couple times, the wood splits in half that way. So a new bat has to come out here for KD, and he's now got a 1-1 count. So it's a 1-1 count with a runner on first base, one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kobayashi on first base. Watch for him to take off. Ethan LaPointe taking his time. It's a righty-lefty matchup as this pitch is on the inside edge, called strike number two. And Douglas, a good eye at the plate, but I mean, he's just such a good talent, and you just hear the ball leave his bat differently, and he's shown it off early as he gets under this one into center field, running up on it, the center fielder, and quite the track, but Larkins is able to get to it for out number two. So there's now two away with a runner on first. It's tied at one in the bottom of the fifth. Ashton Zacher stepping up to the plate. His third plate appearance of the game is, it's his first time against Ethan LaPointe. LaPointe didn't even get two times through the order despite his dominance, as this pitch misses away for ball number one and a 1-0 count. And well, despite this, it's still been a great game. And he only pitched two innings in his first outing as well. This one is on the inside of the hands, the first baseline, but there's nobody there. First baseman and the pitcher throws it away. LaPointe tried to get it to nobody there at first, and it just goes in towards the Leprechaun's bullpen. So Zacher's off for second base. It's an infield single for Ashton Zacher. He advances to second on the error from the pitcher as Kobayashi goes to second on the Ashton Zacher single, and Kobayashi goes to third on the error as well. So now runners on second and third with two away in the bottom of the fifth. The Rafters and Leprechauns are tied at one. Jack Guerrero, it's a lefty-lefty matchup, and the third base umpire going to check to make sure that we're all ready, and we are. Guerrero 0 for 2, but a chance in a key spot here. It's a tie game in the bottom of the fifth. With runners on second and third, he holds off on a pitch below the zone to make it 1-0. Guerrero from James Madison, he entered this game with 8 RBIs and 2 home runs, 735 OPS, although the batting average down at 237. 1-0 count is up and away. It's now 2-0. And Guerrero would certainly take his base here. Two away, it's not like a double play would change anything. They're trying to get base runners any way possible, and Madinako on deck. But Guerrero, of course, just trying to send those runners home. 2-0, misses outside, and it's now a 3-0 count to the lefty left fielder. And Guerrero, you look at him this season, he's had some strong performances out there. Of course, how can you forget the big home runs that he's had, but he's also had some great games all around from the plate. He went 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs at Lakeshore on June 2nd as this one misses low and outside. Ball number 4, and Guerrero is on to load the bases in the bottom of the fifth. And this is the offense the Rafters have been waiting on all game. And it's exactly what I said yesterday. It's certain pitchers, they just can't hit. And other pitchers, they've got no problem. And right now, Ethan LaPointe, he's in the latter category. Bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. The Rafters and Leprechauns are tied at one. Kenny Schultz has allowed just one base runner through five innings, but that one base runner came around to score He might get a chance to come back out here in the sixth for the first quality start of the season for the Rafters. But we'll have to see what the bullpen decides to do. As you look at the pitch count of Schultz, Schultz at 69 pitches through his five innings, and so it's kind of close to that 75 pitch margin that Ziggy had set pregame. I assume that he'd get to go there, but we'll see the decision. Here's Madinako, the right-handed batter, with the bases loaded and two away. First pitch misses inside for ball number one. And Akko, he struck out looking his first two plate appearances, last in the fourth inning and earlier in the second. 1-0 count. This misses low and inside. It's 2-0, and Akko has yet to record a hit as a Rafter. His first game was last night. He went 0-2, but he reached base three times. And hey, if you can reach base, that's what matters. He's also still looking for his first RBI. So a walk would get that marked off the to-do card. 2-0 count. Taken on the outside edge to bring it back 2-1. And Akko, you kind of look at his approach at the plate and kind of know what he can give you.